One corner remaining for Chas Mostert. 250 hard fought kilometres, and Super Cheap Auto Racing is victorious. Well done, Chas Mostert.
Awesome, mate. You can do a burnout, do whatever you want with these tyres, but you've got to do it after the first turn, and you've got to let the field go past you.
Well, the burnout, most blokes just... I'd like to be the tyre bloke selling the tyres down there at Phillip Island. Tyre after tyre just went, but not for Chas Mostert. He joins us on the line. Well done, mate.
Hey, guys. Yeah, cheers.
Can you explain, before we get into your wonderful victory, can you explain to the non-race motor racing person why everyone's tyres kept shredding?
Well, I think that's the big question at the moment. It's pretty tricky. I don't think there was probably too many guys out in the field doing too much different stuff with their cars than they've done previously in years gone past at Phillip Island. Just this year there was some dramas on the go, so pretty crazy. Saturday was something I've never seen in any category really around the world, to see so many cars have so many issues. And it was good to see Sunday that a lot of teams basically turned it around and did some precautionary things, and made a lot of the other cars finish. So it was crazy weekend.
Chas, obviously an emotional win for you, your first since that big accident that you had in Bathurst at, in 2015. You've done the burnout and you've been slugged $3,000. That's a bit rough.
I guess it's one of those things when you've got all the emotions pumping after, like you said, having a first win over 12 months. It's all you want to do is just rip up some tyres. You wait 12 months to get that one single moment to burn up some tyres, but pretty tricky there at Phillip Island. Obviously, some different rules going on there with your celebration burnout, and didn't quite see where the whole field was. And I couldn't wait any longer. I had to put those tyres up
because your manager gave you the right instructions. He knew the rules.
Yeah, he was all over. But obviously, they're all fist pumping back in the garage too. You just don't know how big the field spread is there. And then because you're on the exit there at turn one, you can't quite see if all the cars have gone past. So I didn't hear any cars for a little while, and I was thinking, I see all the people on the fence. They've got all their cameras ready, so it's go time.
Very good. Tell us, how emotional has it been? How tough has the comeback been from that accident?
Oh, look, it's one of those things. Yesterday is still pretty crazy. Everyone had to do a lot of stuff with their cars with all these tyres going and stuff on Saturday. So for Sunday, it was to try and make the cars live on their tyres and get them to the finish without doing any popping any tyres, and that will put you in the best position to get a good, strong result. And if not, if you get it, a reasonably balanced, then you maybe got a chance of winning. So, yesterday our car, it felt okay. There was still some stuff that it didn't feel quite right in the race, but, it was just absolute crazy race. It actually kind of half reminds me of the 2014 Bathurst with all the safety cars, but a total different aspect of how we had to achieve the cars to make sure they look after the tyres and stuff like that.
And, mate, the important thing now for the team going so well, can you keep kicking on?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. It's just one race. I'm not reading into it way too much. There's still some very fast guys out there, and for us, it's a great to have the team result we had on the last race. To get the first and the second, it'll build good team morale. Everyone will be buzzing from this, and we'll go into the next round with a bit of a skip in our step. So we've got a long way to go. We've got to make these cars keep going quicker and quicker. And if the day you stop doing that, the day you get left behind. So we've got to keep chipping away. We've got a big task at hand. But like I said, it's fantastic for the team to get a 1-2. This early in the season, and we'll keep trying to punch at that standard and see if we can get some more.
And just a very quick final one from me. It says here in the notes you're going to stay in Melbourne for a few days before you go home to your babies, Bangers and Mash. Now, I'm assuming they're not actual child babies.
No, they're two little mini dash hounds. So haven't seen me dogs for 3 weeks, so I need to get back and go see how they're going.
Good names.
Yeah.
The hard-hitting questions for
maybe
me
not,
at the end there.
Maybe not a good omen for the dogs, but it's they're interesting names. Chas, congratulations, mate.
No, thanks very much.
Well done. Always been quick, Chas Mostert, coming up with that victory at Phillip Island despite all the tyre shredding and then the $3,000 fine.